world where you can feel free, for sure. The Old Crow Medicine Show with the track called Nameless Tennessee off their album Jubilee. Before that, we heard Alabama Jubilee from Larry and Wyatt Rice off their self-titled record. You're listening to Roots and Berries Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting with 450 watts of community power from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Holkmeenam and Squamish-speaking peoples. You know, I was curious to know if there was something called the Jubilee Berry. Speaking of the need for jubilation and jubileeing. And I'm always baffled to find out that, you know, sometimes my spidey sense leads me in the right direction. And there is the Jubilee Blueberry. It's a newer variety of blueberry that was developed to grow in the difficult growing conditions of Mississippi. Yeah, so they're called the Jubilee Blueberry, and they're medium-sized, and they boast a pleasingly sweet flavor, as blueberries generally do. They grow very much like blueberries, and apparently they're bred to be exceptionally nutritious, high in bioflavonoids, and they like that acidic, well-drained soil that I guess is what Mississippi has a great deal of. Having never been to Mississippi, I'm not exactly sure of what the landscape is, but there you go, the Jubilee Blueberry. And I don't know about you, but, you know, blueberries are generally a cause for jubilation. They also apparently have a lower chilling requirement and a better tolerance to heavy soils and summer heat than many other blueberry cultivars. And so, sometimes science is pretty amazing when, you know, they can, you know, sort of figure out how to hybrid these things for different growing conditions, which, you know, in our changing world and changing climate, these things are becoming kind of imperative in our food systems. Approximately halfway through the hour that I have with you on the air today, just want to remind you that this is Roots and Berries. And coming up at the top of the hour is a program called Department Uno, which is the music department's feature show here on the station. Connor, which is the host and the music coordinator here, will take you through a pantheon of the new music that's been added to the CJSF collection in this past week or so. And it's always a real mixed bag of things. So stay tuned for some gems there. And until the top of the hour, we've got more music that is in the old-timey and bluegrassy vein here on this program. So these next folks, boy named Banjo, and the song that we'll hear afterwards, Molly Tuttle and Gold Highway, they both played a festival that doesn't exist anymore. I believe it ended maybe even as late as last year or the year before, but it was called Rebels and Renegades, the Rebels and Renegades Festival, and the festival sort of, you know, brought together those ramblin' types, you know, people who were singing about, you know, maybe protest stuff and a little bit political, or, you know, breaking the rules in some way, shape, or fashion, in the way that sort of that real true country music, not the new country music that you hear on the radio today, which is a little pulpy in my esteemed opinion. But, you know, that they played this, you know, music that was a little outlaw and a little edgy, right? And so these guys played the Rebels and Renegades Festival. And so I'm going to link them together in this set because, you know, we need us. We need that rebellious and renegade quality of energy in the world to make changes and just sort of hold the center, I think, of what's going on out there in the world. So we're going to hear from Boy Named Banjo with their track The Endurance from the Tanglewood Sessions, and then we're going to hear from Molly Tuttle and Gold Highway with the track When My Race Is Run from City of Gold here on Roots and Berries.
But a thousand miles starts with one. It's a lifelong road I'm taking. Wanna see you on the other side waving when my race is run. They say everybody's got a page to turn and a flame that burns for someone. I've got the same damn stories, trying to make sense of the pain and the glory when my race is run. When my race is run. Nothing lasts for long. A sunset's just another sun rising. Will I see you behind the horizon when my race is run? When my race is run. And the last note's fading. Will you be
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Spring was cold. shade of winter's cold. Summer passed like a dream, rolled like water down the stream, till autumn found me once again, mark another season span. Memories may take the ones I've lost, all the things that I forgot. It's a long time passing through this, such a long time that it's gone like an old dog. At the end of a hard road, finally making home. Slip through the cracks. Some stand still, burning bright, faithful as the morning light. Distant now, though soft and sweet, those memories always stay with me. But I'm holding for the times yet to come. My race is far from being run. It's a long time passing through this, such a long time that it's gone like an old dog. The end of a hard road, finally making season through with the coming of the spring. I'll start anew.
It's a long time passing through this, such a long time that it's gone like an old dog. The end of a hard road, finally making home.
Yesterday calls and my heart goes bad. Down in Mississippi by a railroad track, where the corn and the taters and the cotton grows on Jubilee Road. Black folks used to call me Cotton Tob, catching them catfish, skimping those rocks. Lord, I trade everything I've got for Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton time's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. Walking down the street to my fishing hole, hot sand popping up between my toes. Heaven was a place that I used to know as Jubilee Road. Grapevine swinging in the summertime, laughing and singing with friends of mine. Life was good there all the time on Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton time's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. No cotton and there ain't no corn. Can't find a place where I was born. Everyone's gone that I used to know on Jubilee Road. Working like a fool for a dollar bill. I wanna go home, but I never will. But in my mind, I live there still on Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton time's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road.
Listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Northern cardinals are known for their iconic red feathers. Males are bright scarlet, and females sport red wing and crest feathers. So if you saw a northern cardinal that was lemon yellow, you might think it was a different species entirely. In fact, these are northern cardinals, but with a genetic mutation. All cardinals ingest yellow pigments in their food. Most cardinals' bodies change them into red pigments, giving their feathers their signature shade. But just a few cardinals lack this ability, resulting in a bright yellow bird. Unexpectedly yellow birds occur in other species too, from house finches that look like they've been dipped in egg yolk to red-bellied woodpeckers with golden-hued head feathers. The condition is called xanthochromism. Xanthochromism and other color abnormalities are rare, just a handful in every few million bird sightings. And the causes for these conditions vary. For house finches, diet alone is probably enough to turn them yellow. Field guides show only